Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A boy like that wants one thing only, and when he's done, he'll leave you lonely. He'll murder your love, he murdered mine. Just wait and see. Just wait, Maria. Just wait and see.
Legendary dancer, actress, and singer Chita Rivera died this week at the age of 91. She was a two-time Tony Award winner, was honored at the Kennedy Center in 2002, and with a Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Obama in 2009. Reading her bio is like paging through 20th century theater history. Chita Rivera created the role of Anita in West Side Story. She was the original Rosie with Dick Van Dyke in Bye Bye Birdie, the original Velma in Bob Fosse's Chicago. Back in 2007, at the age of 74, she was touring and dancing in a show one critic at the time called A Singing Scrapbook. The show, Chita Rivera, The Dancer's Life, told her life story, the parts lost, the loves lost, bleeding feet dancing for Balanchine. We met her backstage when the show came to Boston, and the interview started with a big, strong hug.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, my turn.
when we were told in the office that we were going to be talking to you, every woman in the office turned around from their desk and spat out, "A boy like that to kill your brother."
West Side Story. This is the original recording. We're about to hear both soundtracks and some of Chita's stage show. The West Side Story chapter of her life comes about midway through her first act. Are you aware of what happens when you're on stage in the theater when those notes strike out, the first notes of West Side Story? Can you feel what happens in the audience?
Yeah, I can. When it happens, you hope before that it's going to happen. And when it does, it's like a wonderful cushion. It's like a wonderful, warm feeling all over you that you share with those people who remember.
You just said that you, before the moment in the audience where the room becomes electric when they realize West Side Story is coming, you say you hope it happens. 50 years later and you still don't count on it? You still don't know?
I'm telling you, I'm a person that takes nothing for granted. I don't want to be disappointed, you know, but then there's the other thing. If someone, that's why the theater is so wonderful, because you teach, you introduce. And so when there are younger people who maybe never saw it, the thing that I am positive of is that it's brilliant.
And they will learn, too, that it almost didn't happen. You go through the audition process, you know, in the room, the greats like Leonard Bernstein. Can you just share a little bit of that now?
Sure. Well, it was a big audition, you know, and so they finally get down to X amount of people. And so the great man I had to sing for. And he wanted me to learn A Boy Like That. And, you know, I exaggerated a little bit in the theater, but I wasn't learning the notes. Actually, I learned that song really sitting next to him on the piano stool.
And in that moment, as you made clear, I mean, you were hitting some of the wrong notes. The Anita role wasn't a guarantee. And it's a very powerful statement when you go through that audition, when you tell the audience what happened.
I got the job, yeah.
A boy like that would kill your brother. Forget that boy and find another. One of your own kind, stick to your own kind. A boy like that will bring you sorrow.
You're also very honest about the fact that you created the role of Anita, and yet Rita Moreno got the film part, and you're very honest on stage that you wanted to kill her.
Well, the truth of the matter is, I was in Philly with Bye Bye Birdie, with Dick Van Dyke, and they spoke to me. I had signed a contract with Brett. I am so grateful that it didn't happen. Because I wouldn't have done Bye Bye Birdie. I wouldn't have met Dick Van Dyke and worked with him. It was a huge success, Bye Bye Birdie. And I guess I was destined to really stay in the theater.
Now my life is rosy.
All will be happy, I know.
Since I found my Rosie.
Off to the creature we'll go.
With a girl like Rosie.
So how could we be blue?
Another part of your show that we want to make sure we touch on is a long section where you acknowledge all the great choreographers that you've worked with. Jack Cole, Bob Fosse, Peter Gennaro, who, as you said, created two of the dances in West Side Story, didn't get credit.
Well, he did America, and he did the Sharks, the Puerto Rican section of the gym, the dance of the gym. And he's never been given the proper recognition for it. And I actually give time. I just move back to give some air in there for somebody that knows about Peter doing that. Because it's a huge thing.
To applaud him.
To applaud him. And when that happens, it just makes me crazy. I'm so happy.
Nobody's feet were faster than Peter Gennaro's, except maybe mine when I danced with him. People said we had two of the greatest bums in show business.
You are so generous in this show. You're telling your story, but it's also the story of the choreographers of Gwen Verdon, one of the great dancers, your partner in Roxy to your Velma in Chicago.
Right. She was my idol. I was in California with my daughter Lisa, and I got the call from my great friends Fred Ebb and John Cantor, and they said, would you come to New York? Bobby and Gwen want you to do Chicago with Gwen. Well, I couldn't believe that. And I came, and the fact that I was actually standing... I was standing behind her, and we were doing two dancing as one, and we had to be absolutely identical. And I went, oh my goodness, I am standing next to Gwen. She says that she was saying, oh my goodness, I'm standing next to Gina.
And that's good. Isn't it grand? Isn't it great? Isn't it swell? Isn't it fun?
At one point, I think it's describing Anita, you say, you know, it was the right play, right part. It was just that chemical thing. And as I was watching, I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is the right part. The part of you is...
I see, now you're going to make me cry, because that's what life is all about. I think there's a big old book up there, and that it's all written, and you just have to listen and to see and to feel, and it all falls into place. And you're absolutely right on the nose. I'm supposed to be doing this right now. And it happened when I looked at that stage and saw those 40 dancers hit it at the Kennedy Center. And I went, huh? That's what I'm supposed to do. Represent them. Not tell my story, but represent them. And it's great. I'm glad you saw that.
Well, some of us could try to do the same thing and we wouldn't be able to kick our knee to our head.
That's not what you do. You're right. You speak, you share. You communicate. It's all about communication. It's all about getting along with one another. And
you have a little tear.
Yeah. Well, I saw you well up too. Yeah. Life is a fascinating thing. And I say in the show, Betty Davis said, old age isn't for sissies. Well, the better line of the two doesn't get as much response. The following line is, neither is life.
Chita Rivera, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I can die now.
She takes it back. She takes it back.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and pull my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all of that jazz.
Chita Rivera from our 2007 interview. This is her singing All That Jazz from Chicago.
Oh, stick your hair and wear your buckled shoes.
She continued appearing in plays and on Broadway, most recently in The Visit in 2015. She also had a cameo in 2021's Tick, Tick, Boom, a musical film directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda, and released a memoir just last year. She died this week in New York at the age of 91.
Shimmy shake,
oh, and all my jazz.